Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Off?
Yes, please.
Okay. Question, is this a safe space?
Always.
There's not gonna be no judgment when I ask this question.
Oh, there's never no judgment.
Okay. Dave, sis.
No judgment. No judgment.
Okay. Alright.
Never strong, but no judgment.
Okay. Alright, cool.
Okay.
Have you ever been on the toilet doing your thing and it's been so intense that you got scalded naked?
I'm saying what now?
You know what? Actually, yeah.
Thank you, sis. Say space. Yeah. Ask the question.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. It was bad. Yeah. It was bad. I was too hot.
I had leg pains. It was like pressure. I had to take everything off.
So you're about to like combust and you decided to go full Johnny Storm on us.
Well, I didn't burn anything, but well, one thing that's bad, but I don't think we need to go into that detail. But I'm just curious. You know, it's just like, isn't it? Because like, you know, sometimes like, you just want to make sure I'm not the only one. You know,
you're not alone. I've done that a couple of times.
Do whatever you feel comfortable. That's what I have to say.
They went to answer the question though.
He did ask the question. Swerving. Still swerving.
We've all had that moment where we feel, wow, this is too
hot. Like I say, we all.
He's
a weird question. All right, this, all right.
Okay. Meanwhile, while you be swerving, welcome to And That's How I Messed Up, the podcast talking about nerdery, geekism, and all else in between from a South London postcode. My brother and I are. Yeah, happily honest about our nakedness. Big man over there. You're all right. How you doing?
Yeah. I'm good.
He feels like
I'm good. I mean I'm rather hot.
Fully clothed and judgmental. Fully clothed and judgmental.
Do you know, we should have a bell. One second, let's see if this works. Shame.
Shame. Shame.
Shame. One more. Shame.
Other than getting fully comfortable and doing what you need to do, how you doing? You alright?
Yeah, I'm good. You know, just embracing my true self.
Good.
Big man. And we love naked. You both. You know what I mean?
Judgy Red Man over there, but Big Man, what's up?
I'm all good. Yeah,
and
I'm
also,
all good, man.
May we say the strike is officially over.
Good job, guys.
Well
good
done. Job. One day strong, one day long. Hey, all good. Big up and shout out to all those who struck for the SAG-AFTRA, fighting for the rights.
That is the quintessential knowing what you're worth and getting what
for
you're
real.
Worth, so
for real. And I don't know what it is, but it's just the idea of Cheryl Lee Ralph being on the negotiating committee. I just see her as Barbara in Abbott Elementary, just giving them my desk. I've been erased energy, and I just love it. Cool. But yeah, big up to all of those who struck and held the line for That's well done. Speaking of which, we now move forward to our next to our topic this week, and I believe
it's me. It's your turn. Before I get into it, random question: what is the scariest series you've ever watched? I mean, series like TV series, even cartoon series. What's the scariest you've seen?
Oh God! I always say Inside Number 9. That's one of my ones.
Cool.
This is gonna sound like a typical big man answer, but I haven't came across anything that made me feel like that.
Not even American Gothic.
Nah, that had an airy feeling, yes, but nothing that would say made me jump.
Wow.
But made you feel uncomfortable, or just made you
uncomfortable?
Like, yeah, or anything like that.
Legal Gentleman, you were fine. Legal Gentleman. You were absolutely cool with that.
Yeah, look,
Papa Lazarus. You feel unnerved with the pig breastfeeding? Not at all.
No. Right, actually, you know what? You saying that, you've now just triggered some trauma in my head now, because as soon as you mention that, yeah, I'm like, whoa. Yeah. Legal Gentleman was one.
Suckerville,
Oz, for obvious reasons.
I
was
going to say Oz.
Oz is my one. Oz is definitely my one.
Oz is definitely the catalyst for do not want to do jail time.
That's why I'm a good boy and never get caught. Anyway. Anyway, so kind of going back to the last podcast we did, which was obviously Halloween. I got when Chantal told me what the episode was really going to be about, I got my buttons mixed up, and I did all this research on the wrong thing, because basically in my head it was villains, horror villains, like antagonists in my head. So basically I chose one in particular. I did all this research, watched all these body films, and now the information is in my head and I can't sleep until I get it out, and I haven't slept. So so today we'll be talking about the Ju-on series. And I mean series, like how many films do you think there are?
This was shocking to me because I thought there were only three. Four if you push for the mashup.
Okay.
I didn't think it was that much.
Okay, so basically, if you include the American remakes and everything that led up to making the Ju-on series as it is now, you've got about 14 films.
Excuse me?
So let me make it technical. Okay, so we got the two short films that were the original catalyst to making the Ju-on films. Mm-hmm. The two straight to DVDs, which were the start of the Ju-on films. Then we had the two films that went in cinema, which were the Grudge films. Then we have the three American remakes of those films. There were two anniversary special films called Ju-on Black Ghost and Ju-on White Ghost. There is a crossover called Sadako versus Kayako, which is the Ring versus Grudge. Then you have yes, there is. I've watched it. Trust me, I know it exists. It's real. Then there were a reboot series, which was technically called Ju-on 3 and 4, which came out in 2015, 2014, respectively. And then you have the 2020 Grudge remake from America, and then there's also the series.
Horror fails to surprise me.
See, because what people seem to forget, especially when it comes to Japanese cinema, even if you've got look at Hong Kong cinema, they love a sequel. They do the Once Upon a Time film series with Jet Li that has five sequels.
Oh my God!
Ip Man.
Ip Man 4 is the last one they did. I'm not shocked. even the Ringu films, the Ring films.
Oh God!
They have Ringu 1, Ringu 2, Spiral, Sadako 3D, Sadako 3D 2, Sadako.
Is that like a Ring Zero as well?
Ring Zero, yeah, it's a prequel. There are so many, But I was really just kind of drawn to the Ju-on films because of my experience with the first Grudge, the first American Grudge film. And so basically, We will start at the beginning. So,
yeah.
So it was created by. Okay, I'm going to be destroying Japanese names today, but a lot of them I'm not even going to say names because I don't want to disrespect them and my dyslexia. It hurts my dyslexia. So yeah. The creator of the Ju-on series is a gentleman called Takashi Shimizu. I think I'm saying that wrong. Okay. I'm probably saying it wrong. So he is the guy who he started with these two short films, which are for an anthology of high school ghost stories, which they do in Japan. And it came out in 1998. There are two films, Kasumi, and it's called 4444444444 basically these films, so Kasumi was one of the characters in the first one. The 10-4 basically represent like death or bad luck kind of thing. So those films introduced two of the main ghosts from the garage. So that was Kayako, the death rattle queen, and the little boy. Yeah, that's the sound. Okay, please stop it. That makes me really uncomfortable. Really
sorry.
Does. I've heard it a lot recently, so.
Sorry.
And her son, Toshiro. So you see those, you meet them both in these short films. And then after that, we got the straight to video films, or V cinema films, they're called in Japan, Ju-on the Curse and Ju-on the Curse 2. So basically, these were pretty much carry ons from those short films. And it kind of does retell in a similar way the story of what you got in the American garage. The only difference is there were no Americans. So Bill Pullman.
Okay, yeah, I get you.
Bill Pullman's character was probably one of the main characters of the film. He was a teacher, but he was a teacher of Kaiko's little boy, Toshio. And basically he was visiting the house to find out why he wasn't in school. He wasn't in class. Yeah. But like going through these films, I developed an unhealthy fear of curses. And I mean like not like every house is cursed. I mean, obviously, there's certain circumstances for the curse. You know, you got to be killed in a really particular certain way. But there are a lot of I've done my true crime homework. And there's been a lot of deaths in Japan, like really horrible. And the way the curse was, what I discovered, because it's very different to how it works in the American film compared to the Japanese films. Because in the American films, you walk in. You walk into the house and you're cursed.
Cursed immediately.
They play on it differently in the second one, but the second one kind of like the way the second film works is how it works in the original Japanese films, because it's not just about walking in the house. If you're in close vicinity of anyone who's been cursed, or if you touch them, you are infected.
Okay.
Like
it's giving T-virus.
Exactly. It's like maybe it's my paranoia from lockdown, but at the same time it's like, yeah, that's some contagious shit.
Also, we saw the American one in cinema together, right?
Brother
and I, every so often, like, we go to cinema together. Like it's our thing, like from since we were kids. And did we do a double feature?
You're thinking of the Silent Hill Sliver.
Silent Hill Sliver. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. This was just we just watched The Grudge.
Yeah.
This, and I unashamedly will hold on to my brother. I held on to my brother during it. I will still hold on to my brother. I don't care. But there was a point in the American version where this person's has been infected, I guess. And it was terrifying, right, bro? Like, it was basically nowhere was safe. And on office, nothing. And we basically watched as this person, I kind of don't want to spoil it, but a person succumbed to the grudge. And a couple in front of us, this woman noped. Immediately, she got up from the date. I don't know what happened. She just got up and was out. She just noped. And you had to go, nope. And she just got up and was out. And me and bruv watched where the guy was like, it took him, what, a good 10 minutes for him to realize she's not back. She didn't come back. And he left. Because it was like, no, that bit, the bit that happened, I don't want to spoil it. If you haven't seen it, please, if you please watch it. It's actually one of the highlights of the American version.
To be fair, the part she's talking about was taken from the Japanese version.
Yeah, you're taking the Japanese version. They did that correctly, and it just ruined offices for me. But she just was like, nope. It was like instantaneous. Bam, nope. And she just was out. And the guy just was like, I think he thought she was going to the toilet. And he was like, wait. And then he just got up. And then me and brother were like, she's gone. They've gone, right?
They ain't coming back. because I think two people actually, altogether three people left the film that day, because like that couple and there was a guy went in and walked out. He was like, yeah, I'm not doing that.
Yeah, no.
Like, I think it was like, because like one of the good things about the original Japanese one, they kind of do it in the American ones, but not very well. I thought maybe in the second one they do it a little bit better. But the original ones, they're not in chronological order. So they leave it up to you to figure out what order it goes in. And when it hits, it's like, oh, shit, okay. Because, like, the thing is, when you're cursed and when you get taken, consumed by the curse, you don't die. Well, you do die, that's a lie. You do die, but you don't, you get, but you become a part of the curse. So you become, like, depending on how you've died via the curse, you either become just like Kaiko, so you become like, for example, one of the characters, because like the reason why Kaiko has a death rattle is because obviously her husband found that she had feelings for another man, and instead of having a healthy conversation, find out how we got to this point, he got angry and killed her, broke her neck and stabbed her multiple times.
Yeah,
and that's why she has that unhealthy death rattle.
I won't do it, please.
So, for example, in the American version, a character, actually, not in the Japanese version as well, a few characters die exactly like that, and they also have that death rattle. So, and like, depending on who gets caught, because like, again, like, this thing is a disease. So literally by the end of the first film, so the Ju-on, the Grudge, like most of Japan's wiped out. The way they make it look like that area of Japan is just, that's it. Like, there are no people. There's no traffic. All you see is like missing persons blown in the wind, and it's just like, that's not there's no hope, because like a lot of these film scenarios, they're always trying to look for a way out, a way to break the curse. But there is legitimately no way. The only time I think they came close to breaking that curse was, ironically, in Sadako versus Kaioko.
I was going to say, what's Sadako involved in? How they were like, we can... Because even that one's another one where it's like, yeah, we can't really... It just kind of is.
Oh, I
can't believe that there's been 14 films. I'm actually just in shock.
Well, it's 13 films and a series, right?
Well, it's like, well, if you want to get technical, it's like, again, if you're including the short films as separate films, and then the straight to, let me get the actual count out. So
here we go.
1, 2, 3. Saying you can make that one film, but technically they are separate films, so it's 4. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. That's just, okay. And the 11th is a crossover, so that's not counting.
It's like how you have to count Freddy versus Jason in both. That's true.
That is very true. And then you include. So that's 11. So then you include the American ones. That's 12, 13, 14, actually 15.
Is that
include
the series?
No, include the series, that's 16.
That's 16? Wow. But you know, I think that's the thing with horror, is that horror, I mean, in general, I think US, UK, all over, you've got like almost the, what's it like, the kind of foundations and structure of it. You know, like, you know, I've got, this is my villain, and I can put this in it. I need to get to the end. So it allows you to kind of, it's why like a lot of directors get their start in horror, because they can kind of play about with things. And as you said, there's a huge appetite in Japan, and you know, in Japan and China, what have you, for sequels. So it's like, well, how else are you going to cut your teeth, if you get what I mean? By like, I could kind of get it because the appetite's there.
Because I remember when Japan had that horror boom. So they basically had, that's when, so the same year it was The Ring and The Grudge.
Yeah.
Then the following year it was like One Missed Call, Dark Water. Pulse was another one.
What's a Shutter was another one.
That's Thai, sorry.
I ain't seen that since today. I was actually finished Channel 4 at 2 o'clock in the morning.
I remember coming back from a trip late. And that was I put on the TV. This is when I was still living in Streatham. I put on the TV, and it was exactly that scene.
No.
With the acupuncture.
Yeah.
No.
And I was like, what the hell am I? And I was like, and I think what made it was I was sober. So I was like, I just got in. I was like, nah. It's no. Like, what am I watching? And I didn't turn it over. Like, why am I still watching this?
Late Channel 4 is a risky thing. I remember coming home from raving or something, and Urushi Daishu was on. I didn't know it was going to be on. I was like, huh? Can we just put on soap, please? Anything. Oh my god. You know what I noticed as well? A lot of that cinema has like sound effects that we all like react to, because obviously I'm not going to teach you on again, but you just did it for Audition, and we all like, I'm triggered, I'm very very triggered,
because there are things that there, like every horror film has that triggering thing. It's like that, how can I, because I obviously grudges the
Death Rattle.
So Grudge's Death Rattle and the cat meow, because there's obviously the cat's name is Mar, by the way, the cat that died. One thing I discovered recently, because I watched the uncut version of the American Grudge.
Right. Okay.
And
an uncut version.
Yeah,
you went deep, bruv.
Yeah. Because
are you okay?
No, I haven't slept. I told you this. What part of that I haven't slept in like days is what? What do you understand about that? Oh, bro. Like, she's in my nightmares. Like, I can't go to bed because you know why I can't go to bed.
Oh god.
Okay. One of the things I got from watching all these films now is just because the thing is, I never understood how the husband died, because in the Japanese version, it's left really ambiguous what happens to the son and the father. But then you get an answer to the father, but you don't really get an answer to the son. But you kind of make the assumption that the curse took the son, Toshio.
I thought the son starved to death.
No, in the American version, the son was drowned by the father.
Yeah.
Yeah, but in the Japanese version, you don't know what happened to the son. You kind of have to make your own assumption. And from what I can tell, from everything what I've seen, I think the curse consumed Toshio. And it also consumed the father in the Japanese version and the American version, because in the American version, there's a scene that's cut in but you kind of get on, you see part of it. So like, if you remember in the American version, so you could pull Bill Pullman goes to the house,
yes,
and blah blah blah, and he realizes that everyone's dead. He finds Kaiko's dead body up in the ceiling, and he hears that boom noise, and it turns out to be the father hanging, because you just assume he hung himself. Right. But when you watch the scene, it opens out wider, and you see that he's hanging from Kayako's hair. So she killed. So that the curse consumed him in that regard. And like, because like in the Japanese version, like, okay, I'm going to spoiler territory here, and I apologize for it, but it kind of like just what it kind of gives you an idea how gruesome these films were. Because like in the Japanese ones that came out in cinema and the American version, they're not very gory or bloody. There's a bit of blood with Kayako.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Went down the stairs, doing that bloody death rattle, because that's probably one of the most famous scenes, is that crawl she does going downstairs in every version you've seen in the film. And you find out that what the father did, because the teacher that she loved in the Japanese version was a guy who actually she went to school with. I'm saying it was either university or high school. I think it was university, and obviously then he became a teacher and teaches her son.
Right.
So what the father did was he basically went to the teacher's house, killed his pregnant wife, and ripped out his baby. And then you have this really fucked up scene. He's got a baby in a carrier bag and he's just smashing it all over the place. It could have been done. I use these words very loosely. It was done tastefully considering the situation, because it wasn't like overly gory. It wasn't overly blood. There was blood, but it wasn't like how you would imagine in a hostel film or in a, but then to be fair, they were very low budget. And then like when he's like, in his madness, depravity, he's basically like resting. Then you see Kayako come out of the bin and kill him, and makes him a part of the curse. Because I guess that's how the curse works. They basically, whoever he kills, you become a part of that curse and become a weapon of that curse from now until forever, basically. And Yeah, there's a lot. There's a lot to deal with, and I haven't even touched on the fucking Sanako versus the Kayako film. It's so weird.
Oh, jeez.
The thing is, on a level, it makes sense. Wait, hear me out. It makes sense in terms of, like, the imagery that, like, broke through into, like, our zeitgeist is, like, The Ring. Like, that was, like, it was so ripped. Like, you must have to have been there. It was so ripped to shit. Like, it was in everything that kind of, like, because we hadn't seen anything like it. We didn't have any frame of reference when The Ring hit and crossed over. So June was kind of off the back of that. So it kind of makes sense. But now Bob's going to tell me the story, and I bet that won't make sense. because movies.
Okay.
Right?
So.
Yes, that's a yes. I hear it. I guess spoilers for Sonic.
Spoilers for Sonic versus Tiger versus Tiger. Or AKA Grudge versus Ring, Juan versus Ringu, basically. Okay. So. So in this world, they both exist.
Yeah, it's the same world.
It's the same universe. Mm-hmm. There are slight differences. So the curse video doesn't kill you within 7 days. It's 2 days now. And
is that the Blu-ray update? Or...
No, it's still cassette. So clearly, clearly she hasn't upgraded yet. She even barely upgraded for DVD yet. What the fuck, man? Give her the time. Come on now. Give her the times.
A video cassette turns up. Half is gonna be like, "What is that?" Two is gonna be like, "How are we gonna get a video to play this?"
Okay, so you're following two stories in a sense. So you're dealing with these two friends in university who are doing a class on like folklore and legends, and the teacher, who's a fucking crap pot, basically talking about the curse video and the death house, which is obviously Kaiko's house, the Grudge, Juan, and then you've got this girl and her family who've just moved in into the area where the cursed house is. Mm-hmm. So you kind of fall in these two, but there's more emphasis put on the Ring side than it is on the Grudge side. The Grudge side is kind of like an afterthought in my opinion. But when you actually see when the house kills people, which is very far and few between, it's probably the scariest part of the film. But then I might be a bit biased, but then I might just have fear in my heart forever. But you know, it's the way it works now, thanks to these bloody
films. I might have fear in my heart forever. Oh,
hey man, it is what it is.
Oh,
I can't have any Japanese friends now, so it's weird. It's a process now. I am joking. Do I have any Japanese friends?
No.
Yeah, I think I do.
That's a shame. I think you do.
Gotta change that. Anyway.
Sadako, bruv.
Okay, friends, not people that want to kill me for watching that shit. So the girls in school are basically one of them needs help transferring cassette footage to like a DVD, basically. So she asks her friends to help her. They buy an old VCR from a pawn shop, which happens to have the cursed video in it. And the thing is, what kind of blows my mind about this whole situation? These girls have literally just done a class about this cursed video being a real thing. I mean, granted, it's still like a theory or a possibility, but they've had they have a class about it, and they say, "Oh, could it be the cursed video?" And then they watch it. One of them watches it because the other friend starts looking at her phone, which is what you would do. In this day and age, you start looking at her phone when a video is playing.
Yeah,
and so her friend gets cursed, but she doesn't. And they're like,
"Okay, I'm gonna say this right now."
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Big man, bruv.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If you turn up at my yard with a video, I'm closing the door. I love you both.
As you should. The question you got asked is, why would I turn up with a fucking video that's going to kill someone?
Also, is it wrong that my brain's like, what section was the video in? Is there a curse section in the pawn shop?
It's just a VCR section. Because it was literally in a VCR. So... But like, I don't know, like, let's be honest, like, if there's a video in the VCR, you're gonna watch it. Let's be fair. Like, that's the only time I would give him kind of like the benefit of the doubt. But the bullshit is like, they thought, could this be the cursed video? I'm like, what? Watching the same
it
film.
It says,
right?
The Erotic Adventures of Manuel.
God almighty.
Sky Sports.
And then,
Tuesday night action. Sorry.
But anyway, like, so that happens. So that friend gets cursed, and then people start getting cursed, and it goes all crazy. It gets weird. Then these demon hunters, these curse breakers, we want to call them. Basically, getting the idea is to get.
This sounds so pissed off
because it was stupid. like I don't know what, like, I don't know what I want, like, I don't know what I was gonna, what to expect from, I don't know what to expect from a Celico verse, thing for me. I wasn't expecting it to be good.
But you sound so pissed off.
Because I was, because like, I was expecting it to be at least fun, but it wasn't. It was just dumb. Like, the idea of them to break the curse is to, so the people, okay, so the girl's cursed by Sadako and the girl's cursed by Kayako. They thought, okay, how about they, so if the girl's cursed by Kayako watches the video from Sadako, and if the girl who's cursed by Sadako goes in their house by Kayako, it will counteract them, and basically we'll have them fighting each other instead of fighting the cut, killing people.
Okay, so someone wrote this. Someone sat down.
Well, all I'm gonna say is the original guy who created it basically has not touched Ring, or has not touched Juan since Juan and The Grudge, the American version of The Grudge. He hasn't touched any of the films since then. So anything that's come off after that, nothing to do with him. So so that's one thing I can say for about that. So it's not his fault. It's not his fault, because the guy's genuine talent. There was a film he did, he produced, called what's it called, Rigor Mortis, a Chinese film.
Right, okay.
And it was so good. It was really, it was like a pseudo, it was like kind of done like, do you remember those old Chinese films, the vampire hunter films with those.
I knew you were gonna say what with the jumping vampires.
Yes, basically it was set in that world. It was a film that was set in that world, so it kind of hit me in the feels a bit. It was actually a really cool film, but like the ending fucked me up big time. It was really like surreal, and like I'm not gonna say the ending because it's a big it's a huge spoiler about the ending. But Rigor Mortis, check it out. It's a Chinese film. Really cool film. He produced.
Also, I'm gonna say quickly, if you have no idea what I'm talking about when I said the jumping vampire movies, There's like an amazing set of films where like the vampires hop. I believe the first one was it a Chinese vampire story, I think it's called. Check it out. It's something.
Yeah, it's done in the era of like Sammo Hung. I think Sammo Hung did one of those films, to be fair.
Yeah, I think Sammo Hung.
Jackie Chan. It's basically it's in that era, and the action is basically on that level as well. So, but yeah. it's basically horror comedy. I highly recommend.
It's a journey.
Yeah. But anyway, Sadako versus Kayako. So,
She sounds so annoyed.
She's so stupid! because so each antagonist, so Sadako and Kayako, are trying to get their victims, but obviously they're in their way. But they end up fighting, which is not much of a fight, because basically Sadako kills Kayako, but you can't really kill Kayako because she just respawns, basically. So it's kind of like a pointless loop. But Kayako's getting her ass kicked, let's be honest. She's losing the fight, and it's bullshit, because I feel like Kayako will win the fight, but, you know, what do I care? It's just, they're not real, but stupid. I think she still wins the fight. Anyway. Because to be fair, she's hear me out when it comes to this. Okay, so Kayako, like the way I explain the curse, so basically it absorbs the people it kills. So she has an army of people. You're trying to tell me that Sadako kills all those people? Bullshit. Whatever. Anyway. But anyway, back to the film. Back to the film, anyway. So, one of the victims tries to do the whole sacrifice. What?
Sorry, I didn't mean to cough like that. It's so how angry you were.
Because it's a stupid film. It's actually stupid. It's so stupid. This film shouldn't exist. It's dumb. And I'm explaining it right now because out of all the films that I've talked about, there are five good ones, and I don't want to spoil them too much. I've already spoiled one of them. I don't want to spoil any more because they're all really good. You should always watch them. Juan the Curse 1 and 2. Juan Grudge 1 and 2. Even the American Grudge films, the 1 and 2, you will watch.
The American Grudge was good. We came out of the cinema. We were like, Big Man, you've seen it, right?
Yeah. We thought the...
Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Oh, hell yeah, yeah, yeah. Cast with me on that god crap one that came out a couple years ago.
Well, the 2021. To be fair, it has some, like, I like the idea behind it, but it just wasn't executed very well.
I just remember the ending. I remember the ending happening. I see lights coming. I remember I actually jumped and said, well, you don't turn the lights on for? So we ain't done. I actually was saying those words and people started laughing. We all had the same idea. But yeah, the Sarah Michelle Gellar one, I always remember that infamous scream. And that scream sticks with me from Ted Raimi. Always. Always.
Ted Raimi screaming. He had one hell of a scream, to be fair. yeah, so like, I don't want to talk to us about the film too much in detail because I've spoiled enough of those films and I don't really want to spoil them because I feel like they should be watched. But Sadako vs. Kayako, my god, that, like, so yeah, so anyway, the girl that's cursed by the bloody video tries to, oh, by the way, I forgot to mention, do you know that the well that Sadako was pushed down and crawls out every time she tries to kill people?
Yeah,
it's literally next door to the cursed house.
Excuse me,
you heard me, it's next door. It's like literally down the road from, like,
that makes no sense. No, because it was an
Sean, whatever you're thinking, you're wrong, because literally next door to the cursed house, like down the road. But maybe you can take a bike there, down there, something like that. But anyway, the girl runs to the well. On one side, she's about to jump in. On one side, you got Kayako. The other side, you got Sadako. They go for their victim. The girl jumps in the well, and Kayako and Sadako do a fucking blade two running out of each other, boom, and merge into one entity. And they use the body of the girl to become one true entity of a curse. So they become the ultimate curse. They look like Sadako, but have the voice crackle, the voice death rattle of Kayako. And that's how the film ends. I've missed a lot of that, but that's basically how the film ends. I don't give a shit. That's the film.
Wow. So what was that?
I think it's definitely one for the ages then, yeah?
It's one for someone, but I don't know about the ages.
What age, we don't know. It's between age, we haven't quite figured out yet. So I guess Brav is not recommending that we waste any more time.
What are you talking about?
This is Kayako.
And a big shout out to the original Kayako, Takako Fuji. She is a prominent Japanese actress, and she is a prominent Japanese dubber. She's dubbed basically, God knows, like, she's dubbed everyone from Jennifer Lopez to, she's actually what's her face, Julia Louis Dreyfus in the MCU. She dubs her in the MCU.
Right.
She's she's basically known for, like, dubbing basically anyone, basically all the females in Hollywood pretty much. So that's her came to fame. But she basically played Kayako from the short films all the way to her last performances, which was the American Grudge 2.
That's interesting that they actually retained her as well for the American version.
Yeah,
But
to be fair, it was pretty much most of the crew, like, obviously it was the original director who did the two American films. But yeah, she was the original, and obviously they couldn't use the original Toshi because he kept getting older. So that boy's been recast like a billion times.
Yeah, but, understandably so.
Yeah, but she's been, like, from the short films to the Curse Directed Video to the Japanese Grudge to the American Grudge. She's probably played that character the most.
So in conclusion, what you're saying is watch the first.
I will say watch. What? Okay, so I'm gonna give you a list, people. So you're gonna, I would watch, if you can find the short films, which are, if you want to watch in proper order, Kasumi and 10-4s, they're, like, all together, like,
Kasumi and,
like, those two films are, what, 6 minutes long.
Okay.
Then those films technically carry on into Ju-1, The Curse and The Curse 2. And then it goes into Ju-1, Grudge and Grudge 2, which are, Those are the last films that he directed in Japan, basically. The original director. And highly recommend them. Very good films. Very, very good films. Put the fear of God into me. Or put the fear of Kayako into me. And and the American Grudge films, the first two, I still think they're pretty decent. The third one, piece of shit. Absolute trash. I would never recommend it. The only thing worth watching about it is that it's got Deanna Troi from Star Trek in it, and that's about, but yeah, That's about it. And it's got Amanda from Saw in it as well for some reason. But yeah. But
really?
Yeah, she's in it. But yeah, but
it's also a video game.
Yeah, for the Wii. So you've got a Wii and you can get a Japanese import, you can play the video game if you want to.
2009.
Yeah, I wouldn't recommend it because, you know, I don't want to infect my games. Let's see. there were the anniversary specials, which were White Ghost and Black Ghost. I haven't seen them properly. I've heard mixed things about them. The series I still haven't watched, a Netflix series, Ju-on Origins. I really do want to watch it, and I will watch it at some point. But I still got the fear in my heart, and I'm not sure if I'm ready for it.
I'm going to say you should not watch it. Yeah. I'm going to say just watch some Abbott Elementary, just something else. I think you need to sleep. I'm going to say that.
But
she's,
but she'll be.
Wait, there's a stage play being adapted?
Fuck. Okay, no. No.
I am not joking. I just had a quick look. A stage play adaptation is being developed.
A stage adaptation of Ju-on
set to premiere
this year.
You see?
It adapts a plot from this film's sequel. Which one?
Okay.
There are like 15 sequels. Wait.
I mean, if Resident Evil could do it and have some decent stage shows, as long as it's not like Spider-Man Told the Lights Out. What was it called again? Fade of the Dark. I'm in the dark.
If it's Spider-Man Lights Out, sounds like some
What are you talking about?
Movie.
What the Spider-Man played that was like, that like tanked at the box office? Spider-Man. God.
If I, okay, wow.
Spider-Man,
that tank's so bad, I didn't even hear it.
Spider-Man Lights Out.
That tank's so bad, I never heard of it. Jesus Christ. That's
Spider-Man, Spider-Man, what, that's from After Hours with MJ, yeah, that we don't know about. That just sounded wrong.
It was the musical. Spider-Man Turn Off the Dark. I'm not joking. It was the musical.
Yeah, I'll stick to the games, if that's okay.
It had a budget of $75 million, and it was cancelled. Yeah.
Whoa, back up, $75 million.
Yeah, we're going to have to do a deep dive on this. Yes, Spider-Man Turn Off the Dark. This was a musical with, oh God, lyrics by Bono and The Edge. Not The Edge, not that Edge, the other Edge from U2. But yeah, it had elements from 2002 Spider-Man and 2004 Spider-Man 2 and the Greek myth Arachne.
Spider-Man, yeah. What's it called? Turn Out the Light?
Turn Off the Dark. I'm not joking. It...
Oh my god, this looks terrible.
Yeah. Spider-Man Turn Off the Dark. You thought I was joking? I was like, lights out.
No, I hoped you were joking. That's what I didn't think you were joking. I hoped you were joking.
But... No, it was bad. It was really bad.
God, this is as bad as that fucking short film that fucking racist made. Jesus Christ.
That's gonna need a whole dive on another episode. But Spider-Man lights out, y'all. Turn off the light.
No, I'm good. I'm
Spider-Man and Nelly Furtado. I don't know. Yeah.
Okay, I think we're done. I think we're done for the day. That's just ruined it. Do you know what? I think I can sleep now.
See? We can help each other.
Spider-Man actually turned off the dark in my heart.
He turned off your light. Turn out the dark. Turn off the light.
That one now stuck in my head now.
I really, really want you to see. Anyway, on that note, I'm glad that we were able to grant Bruv the gift of sleep. Because your dedication and the whole new world that I now have at the fact that there's this whole other, this deep dive on The Grudge is amazing to me. And thank you for the gift. But I give you back Spider-Man Turn Off the Lights, so you can get some sleep. Turn off the lights, bro. Turn off the dark. Turn off the lights. lights out. If you would like to, once again, bro, thank you for your... Because now I'm gonna have to watch some of these now. Now you've got me too, which means I might not be able to sleep for a bit. So, hey, here we go. But thank you for your time and your ears. If you'd like to get in contact with us, you can always email us at centuriesdefenders@gmail.com. We are on Instagram at messeduppod on the Instagram. And Ralph, what are your socials?
You can find me on YouTube on the Instant Classic _KB. You can also find me on Twitch, TikTok, and Instagram on the Instant Classic _gaming.
Big man, how about currently you? I was just going to say, he's currently playing Lords of the Fallen and Lies of P. If you want to check that out on YouTube, some very, very interesting and intriguing gameplay there. And terrifying.
Mm-hmm.
Terrifying. Big man, what's yours?
You can find me on Instagram at Mr_Roberts_V1, and you can find me on Twitter at War3782.
Well, thank you very much for that, and enjoy yourselves. Enjoy your deep dives into The Grudge. If anyone happens to go to the theatre adaptation, I would like to know what on earth that feels like.
That'll probably be cursed, then. You'll probably, no, it's cursed.
I was gonna say, probably cursed. You know, let's know. Or maybe don't.
Don't let us know. You'll probably be dead. So don't do it. I don't trust it. All right, I'm out.
It's fine. Thank you very much for your time, and take care, people.
Later. Bye. Bye. And that's why we're messed up. Produced by the Centuries Avengers. Edited by yours truly, Instant Classic Gaming. And music produced by Fox Tree Music.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Your personal info, like addresses, phone numbers, and more, are collected and sold by data brokers. But Aura steps in, scanning the web, sending you alerts, and requesting your info be removed. Get Aura's full toolkit, including credit and transaction monitoring, a password manager, VPN, and more. Get a 14-day free trial at aura.com/safety. That's aura.com/safety.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel. A pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.